Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, sliding into the happier happy hour and welcomed by my little buddy. Well, I welcome my little buddy Dominic. How you doing, man?
Crudy, I am awesome. Good to be with you, Fancy Brian, Evan, our fair audience. Happy hump day to us all.
You know, for you, you look nearly respectable today, but yesterday you looked a little rough.
Oh, you know, Slash will do that to you, man. Staying up late. I'm an old man now, man. I'm confused. It takes a little toll, but I am rested and ready to roll, baby.
Well, fortunately, Joe Biden's State of the Union address last night didn't go too late. So did you watch it in real time?
No. Much like the Badger game, I caught the headlines today. The highlights, as it
were. What were you doing that was more important than the president doing the State of the Union? Or, alternatively,
I know.
The Badgers went in the Big Ten in a great game against Purdue.
The night just got away from me, man. I was working on some personal stuff.
Well, my
daughter, Izzy's looking to go to travel next year to Europe for school.
Okay.
And so I have this whole, thing I got to read over, signing my rights away to my daughter. So I was a little engrossed in that. And then had a couple of drinks, had some dinner, and then Steph and I decided to watch some reruns of Morton. What show is that? Rick and Morty. Yeah, man.
Rick and Morty reruns. More important.
I was watching The Wire.
Than the president. I'm sorry, what were you doing, Fancy?
I was watching The Wire.
The Wire.
That's also a non-linear presentation. Unlike this fine presentation, we're doing a live show here, boys. Right? Right now.
Yes,
right now. You can hear us right now, live.
Right now.
At least on Devil Radio. Get the app. But if you're watching non-live content, let's say The Wire, which, wrapped about 10 years ago?
Yeah, all sorts of streaming
or
options.
Or Rick and
there.
Morty, the Netflix or
almost 20 years ago now.
Damn.
Or one of the best Big Ten basketball games of the year. And that's I watched.
It was, come on, a three-pointer, a bank three-pointer. Looks like one of your shots, Crudy. I'll take it.
Did you hear the soon-to-be All-American Johnny Davis, his assessment of his teammate's shot after the game?
What?
He was getting interviewed in the Kohl Center. Matt LaPay, who's the voice of the Badgers. If he ever retired, I'd leave this radio show. I'd leave you to do it. And I'd go be the voice of the Badgers. Yeah. I always wanted to be the voice of the Badgers. I can just be the voice of the resistance around here. But anyways, watching, and I saw this after the fact as well. But Johnny Davis getting interviewed by Matt LaPay postgame, and he said, completes the interview with, what did you think of his shot? And his response was, it was some bull beep. But he made it.
That's right, man.
But he didn't beep it. And it was on the big board at the Kohl Center, which no big deal, primarily adults there. If you're staying there past the game, post game for the post game interviews, your kids are not of the age that they got to be in bed early. Hear it.
People will be fine. They probably heard their parents swear occasionally.
I got to think that was going out live on our competitors, Righty Whitey Talk Radio. They get the benefit of Badger Sports. I bet they had to dump it mid-quote. Dump live.
If they caught it. It was. And thank you, William. He emailed out an 8-minute highlight of the Badger game. So I watched that this morning, most of the scoring. And then I got through, some articles and some videos, some YouTubes of the president's speech. And I would say this. He wrapped it up I mean, with a cherry. I mean, the way he wrapped that up, it was like a pep rally, man. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't have chills going up your spine.
Go get him.
Go get him.
Is that a plan? That's not a plan. I mean, Joe just got out over his skis at the end and ended his speech. And, you know, I didn't really, I'm not trying to cast shade upon the man, but he's obviously all fired up. Go get him.
Go get him.
I thought I enjoyed it, so I
appreciate that part of it. Also, coming after your ill-begotten gains, talking about, you know, the Russia oligarchs and the mobsters and, you know, Putin's circle who have just made billions of dollars fleecing their own country, I like that as well. I think that's something that needs to be done. Which would be nice if we taxed some of those billionaires in this country, but...
Can we call them oligarchs? I've seen this movement, at least on the social medias. Let's call them oligarchs. Jeff Bezos, oligarch. Elon Musk, oligarch. How are they not?
Well, I mean, I would say that...
Because there are oligarchs?
They're, you know, the difference being how they've, you know, gotten wealthy based on how Russia did it. Basically, they handed them
How does that differ from the policies of Amazon?
Well, I mean, Amazon wasn't Amazon until it became Amazon. I mean, if you could have bought stock in Amazon a long time ago. Same with Google. Same with a lot of these companies that are now, you know, staples and what some would consider oligarchs. They didn't do that by being handed industries by the dictator. You know what I'm saying? I make a distinction
of how those businesses grew versus how... Well, you say tomato, but I say tomato.
You see the old photo of Amazon written in marker, you know, a sign on the wall in a one-bedroom, in a one-office suite. You know, I mean, these things started out small, man.
Hey, man, Putin's invasion of Ukraine was just spitballing before he wrote it on the dry erase board.
But there's difference. It's an entirely different situation. Those oligarchs, if Putin wants them dead or wants that money, they're going to give it up. I mean, you know, we cannot, as a country, presidents cannot go after, you know, Jeff Bezos personally and grab those gains. Russia, you can do that. I think there's a big difference in companies that have grown to that degree in this country versus, you know, hey, here, run this for me and, you know, we'll help you out.
Because government doesn't pick winners and losers in this country. I just want to clarify. Not through the tax codes or anything else.
I think referring to, you know, Jeff Bezos as an oligarch and compared to Dmitry or some of these other oligarchs in Russia is not an apt comparison.
Well, let me compare you and you also, Fancy Brian. You and you favorably compare with a loser. How could you not watch the State of the Union? So, anyway.
Wait, did you watch the State of the Union?
During halftime.
Live? Oh, come on.
I watched. I mean, it was an extended halftime, I believe. I watched, you know, a good portion.
And I watched a good portion as well.
Live. Did you watch it live?
No, Mac, what? I mean, that does not matter, Crudy. I don't know if you know this about the world these days, but you can pretty much see anything anytime. And did you derive any greater wisdom watching it live than if you would have watched it, you know, not live?
Well, it made me understand the postgame coverage a little bit better when I flipped over to MSNBC and ultimately over to Colbert. And I got to see a little Bernie Sanders, and that made me feel good because I voted for the socialist, if you'll recall, Dom. But ultimately, that Badger game made me feel awfully good. You know, something about being a champion. Something about being a winner. I feel like I am a winner.
Bear title right now? Shared Big Ten title, right?
Well, no. They're all alone. The worst they could be is the shared Big Ten title.
Oh, so it's at least
they cut down the Nets last night, baby.
They're winners. Yeah. Winners get to do what they want.
Yeah. What about Lauren Boebert?
Oh.
Now, I heard that. That was
not a winner. Not a winner.
I heard that, and I only was half paying attention because I was also, you know, scanning the social medias during the State of the Union address, which I watched only during the halftime of the Badger game. But I chastise you both for not even.
Yeah, you and Lauren Boebert were both on the social medias during the speech, man. So you guys are pretty similar.
At least I didn't interrupt Joe Biden. What'd you think of that? I mean, it's becoming commonplace. Just disrespect the Democrats.
Well, whatever. You know, I mean, we've had Trump as president, so my standards have really fallen. I'm not surprised.
She didn't get booed in the chamber in real time.
It's almost expected. And then she came out with a social media, and everyone now does a State of the Union. Is that what we're going to do? Everyone just throws out their own little State of the Union response. So she did her little Pray for America BS outside the Capitol last night. Saw that as well. I'm not surprised. It is pretty lowbrow.
Bill Press said three Democrats did their own State of the Union follow-up responses. And Bill said, you know, at some point, man, let Biden have his night. Get the hell out of the way. What are you doing? He's the leader of the party. Why do you need to respond to your own party's leadership? Well, self-aggrandizement.
Well, these are politicians, man. They got their own Twitter followers. They have their own social media empires. I mean, they have an obligation to their constituents, they would tell you. So I don't have a problem with it. If you want to jump on a YouTube or a Facebook or whatever, TikTok, and tell people what you thought about, you know, what's going on in the country, knock yourself out. I mean, you can't stop that now.
Let me ask you, without naming campaigns, I have been approached, or at least, you know, having casual conversations with a few of the campaign staffers. Prudy, what do you think we should do? I said, have you considered confrontation? Have you considered having your candidate go out there and, you know, throwing a three-pointer up? Trying to confront, let's say, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson at a public event, maybe on the sidewalk, you know, not in a private function, but a public function. Do a little mano a mano, a little one-on-one with Rojo. Get a little sidewalk debate going. Bring your own soapbox. What do you think of that advice?
Sure.
I mean, yes, if it's good enough for Lauren Boebert,
any sort of engagement, if there's a politician walking down the sidewalk, they're elected official, you have every right to go up and say your piece. So, yes, good idea. Knock it out. We should have more of that.
Should they be able to join a press conference already, you know, a press conference already started? Programming, you know, rejoining programming. You know how that goes? You just walk up to the press conference. Hey, Ron, I got a question. I'm a constituent. Why were you in, Russia on the 4th of July?
How could I possibly say no to that? That's what we do.
Folks, you can't say no to the Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. When you say the Devil's Advocates, you've said it all.
Said it all.
Badgers? Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers!
Get your words straight, Jack.
Get her! That was your whole plan. Get her.
This is a process. This is a process. We'll get it done.
I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Let's do it!